Riot police stormed the former Greek state television headquarters in Athens today and evicted a number of fired journalists, ending a five-month sit-in against the broadcaster's closure. John Carr reports from Athens.
12 people were in the ERT building in northern Athens when the police ordered them to leave. They had been part of a news and technical team that streamed a technically illegal program online for the past 5 months. An official spokesman here in Athens said the government has decided to act to preserve public property. It's finally enforcing its decision earlier this year to take ERT off the air as wasteful and corrupt. But the move triggered outrage among left-wing opposition, which called for demonstrations outside the ERT building that lasted through the day. In a few cases, the police had to use tear gas to repel hot-headed protesters. The question that everybody was asking here in Athens today was why the government waited until now to clear the ERT premises instead of doing it last June. The answer seemed to be the Troika, which is in town again this week, taking another long and hard look at Greece's economic governance. The police move on the ERT building could be an attempt to show the Troika that the government is serious about cutting out the deadwood. As protesters rallied around the ERT building today, the second day of a general strike, it remained to be seen whether this new government toughness would pay any dividends. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.